another exciting episode of Video Game Bang. Video Game Bang. Your weekly source for all things video game. Featuring your fearless hosts, Corey Vincent.
I'm pretty much Microsoft and Marvel. The cans are on. It's when ish gets real.
Shot during the day?
And Aaron Carter.
Buy the armor, I equip it, and it's like Pink Thong. The guy that delivers vending machine items in my job. He can play the Rhino.
Fill up your Mountain Dew and grab your Doritos. It's time for Video Game Bang.
The thirst is absolutely real, everybody. I am Sir Aaron Carter, and you are listening to the Video Game Bang, powered by NRG, brought to you by Oblivion Comics and Coffee. Come for the coffee, stay for the comics. And our newest sponsor, everybody. That's right, I am happy to announce for the first time today our newest sponsor, Snossages. That's right, everybody. Snossages.
The dog snack?
That's right. If your dog's not meaner, give him a little wiener. Snossages, everybody.
Huh.
Yeah.
Let's run that by the table before we start.
Well, I mean, I had a little discussion with them last night, and, you know, they were really excited about coming onto the show and doing some big things with us. And I really think, and I thought, you know, Ivy, since you're an animal lover, I thought, yes. You know, Snossages.
Snossages. Right? Their main market's dogs, but cats can have snossages, right?
Can't cats have snossages?
I would guess cats can, but I don't think I would give them that.
I think it's a universal thing.
I might feed some of that to you, though.
Snossages are actually good and high in protein, so I would not turn it down, as you say. Exactly. The real David Webb is on the show, everybody. Say what's up, David.
What's going on, everybody?
It's a bright Sunday day today. It's kind of
it's weird recording in the daylight.
It is. We never usually do this.
We don't do this.
It's night after hours type of show.
Basically like vampires.
Exactly. Yeah.
But only for the podcast.
So now we're doing it in the daytime. There's a new energy, no pun intended. We got the new sponsors. Feeling good.
Yeah.
Yeah. And of course, we got on the show. She's here, week in, week out. Ivy Doomkitty's with us. What's happening, Ivy?
What is happening?
Does it feel a little weird to you or something? Because we're
what
doing
is
it all.
Happening? Oh my god! No, it's been an insane roller coaster of a week, guys. It's been crazy. But I'm here. I am here, and it's a three-man party.
Three-man party.
Ivy, right. I'm looking at your. Sweet. I'm looking at the stream, and I'm looking behind you. I think you need to clean up your bookshelf.
Yeah,
you got some like spider webs or something back there.
I don't know what happened. I leave for Shanghai. I come back, and
there's a big ass spider in your house.
Yeah, they took over. They're like, no, it's all ours. This is ours. They marked your territory.
You're definitely in the holiday spirits right now. Have you prepared your?
Right there, though, by the skull.
Have you prepared your costume for the upcoming Halloweens?
I'm actually going to a con this Ooh. Weekend and this coming weekend, and there will be Halloweeny things. Right now, I'm debating between Sally from Nightmare Before Christmas or a Playboy bunny Oogie Boogie.
Nice.
In addition to the possibility of getting done a Spyro the Dragon costume.
What in the world is a
will
Playboy?
Be my next armor build.
What is a Playboy Oogie Boogie? I cannot.
Playboy Oogie Boogie. Like Oogie Boogie from Nightmare Before Christmas.
Yeah, and I can't think in my head
Hang on.
A burlap sack in a Playboy bunny outfit.
It's a burlap bunny suit with little creepy crawlies coming out of it.
So the burlap is in very strategic places, and that's what makes it a Playboy bunny Oogie Boogie. Right?
Something like that.
Yeah. That's pretty much 100% correct.
I don't mean to objectify women, but if I look at a Playboy bunny, I'm like, that looks very attractive. When I look at Oogie Boogie, I'm like, that's a little...
The opposite end of the spectrum?
Yeah, it's a little opposite.
I want to see how they meet. I vote, you know what? I'm casting my vote, Ivy.
In every sense of the word.
I want to see this Playboy Oogie
Absolute
Boogie.
Absolute confusion.
Okay, we got to see pictures of this Playboy Oogie
Picture
Boogie.
Picture didn't
definitely.
Happen.
Yeah, exactly. Webb, you got any plans for Halloween parties?
I think we're doing something at my
You're
work.
You do a Playboy Jack Skellington or something?
I was until you just ruined it.
Oh, sorry.
No, I don't think we have any parties going on. So at my work, does like an office Halloween party.
Oh.
But I'm a one-man department. And it's department contest. So I'm going to go as Spider-Man.
Really?
I'm going to get a Spider-Man onesie. And I'm thinking about doing those silly string web shooters.
Okay, that could work.
Yeah.
That could work.
I got to overdo it because I'm the only one on my team.
Yeah, that I think that'll be the best route to go for. Me, on the other hand, not planning on anything at all.
No?
Yeah, I said I was going to go as Mystique. I probably will stick to that. That means I could dress whatever the hell I want to dress as. So that's a good thing,
you're
right?
Going as Mystique disguised as Aaron Carter.
Yes.
Nailed it.
Exactly. All right. Oh.
Whoa.
You know what that is, everybody.
You know what? Even when he's not here, they still sneak up on us.
They do kind of sneak up on us. What you playing? As everybody knows, there's a theme song to one of your, I don't know, let's say the third favorite games of the show.
Yeah.
What you playing, everybody? And that's where we tell you guys what we are playing currently this week. Miss Ivy Doomkitty, what are you playing?
What am I playing? I am on my Overwatch kick right now.
Oh, nice. I need to
get those skins, and I have been unsuccessful with getting any freaking skin right now. No skins. I have not gotten a single Halloween skin yet.
You and me
pissing
both.
Me off, and yeah, I'm probably just going to end up buying them in the end or buying the 50 loot boxes and see what happens.
Oh, my God. Really? You going to drop the cash on it?
Yep. I need the skins, dude.
Which one do
Reaper.
You want to get the most? Oh, the Reaper?
Well, Reaper always. I have to get every single Reaper skin, except the last event's bike skin. That thing was... I don't like it.
Oh, the motocross one?
That was fine.
Yeah, I didn't like it. But I need to get the new Reaper skin. I need to get Symmetra has her new skin, which is badass, the dragon skin.
Oh, yeah, that one's dope.
Yeah,
might be a cosplay idea. Nice. Might be a cosplay idea.
Maybe, because I am on a dragon kick right now, so it would make the most sense. A lot of Overwatch lately, and I believe that's about it. I did a little bit of Pokemon Go when I was out, and still haven't picked up Destiny. I know we keep talking about picking up, but I still haven't done it yet.
I'm
saving my third character for when you get it, so
really?
I can go through it with you.
Okay, I need to get it. I'll get it at the end of this week or beginning of next week, because
I've ran through the campaign twice now. Waiting for you.
I'm sorry.
That doesn't even sound appealing. But...
It sounds extremely appealing.
Okay. All right. What are you playing, Web?
I'm playing Destiny 2.
You know what? That's where we're going
I'm playing a ton. I'm on this kick where I keep playing a game for a little bit, and then I'll bounce to a different game. So, like, Destiny 2, I got my secondary character leveled up to 276. Which I think I might switch that to my main character. And then I was playing Rocket League, actually, for a couple hours today.
I saw that.
Played some Overwatch and Ghost Recon Wildlands and a little bit of 2K16.
Okay, that's out of the left field. Yeah. 2K16, basketball
okay,
now.
Okay, basketball. So I've been interested in...
You've been busy.
I've been super
right?
busy. I've been interested in trying to pick up like the 2K, like the NBA 2K, but I wanted to make sure I would like it. So 2K16 was free on PlayStation. Like,
are you a basketball fan though?
I'm out of all the sports, I think basketball is the one that I'm the most interested in.
Okay, all right. I mean, no judgment here.
Yeah, I'm not saying it's the one I'm the best at playing.
All right,
but it's the one I'm most interested in. Yeah. So before I got 2K18, I wanted to try 2K16.
Yeah, because they're not
to see if I'd even
different.
Like it.
Yeah, they're not going to be that much different.
Right.
Presentation, you know, that's about the
that's
difference.
That's about it. Yeah, the characters, exactly. The logos, like, you know, it's going to be different. But besides, like, 2K16 has the old Sacramento Kings logo.
Yeah, that's all you're missing. That's
horrible.
Yeah, that's all you're missing.
But yeah.
Did you dial it back just 1 second for the Overwatch? Did you guys both collect your Amazon Prime or Twitch Prime 5 loot crates?
No, not yet.
I haven't done that yet.
You get 5 free ones. I got mine today.
Yeah, but I keep forgetting how to set it up so that I can do that because I get them for my console instead of PC. But you have to redeem them. The code through PC, and then somehow the thing transfers over to your console, right? Or I forget.
Yep,
I
you got to link the accounts. You got to link all
no,
your...
No, it is linked. I don't know. Like, my whole thing is if I put the code in, because now I have Overwatch on PC, Will the code automatically apply itself to Overwatch on PC, or will it give it to me for my console? Because I want it on console. I don't want it on PC.
That's a good question.
I think there's a way to designate where you sign in to grab that code.
Like, unless you basically, I'm overthinking it.
I think you're overthinking it, to be honest. I can't say for sure, because I've only ever claimed it on the PC. I haven't claimed it on the console yet.
Yeah, I only do consoles though, so I don't know, you know, this whole PC master race thing. It's definitely not.
Which, you know what? I'm kind of getting I think I'm kind of leaning back towards the console side.
Oh, to be completely honest. Now you're flip-flopping now. I'm flip-flopping. Is that what's going on?
Just call me, I don't know, pick a politician.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't have anybody to play with on PC, to be 100% honest.
Mm. Like, you haven't played with Ivy?
I didn't even know Ivy had it on PC.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, actually, Corey got it for me.
Wow.
Wow.
So, backstabbing.
What did we get, Webb?
Fat nothing.
No, we got Wildlands.
Oh, or, that's true.
What did we get? Not Wildlands.
Far Cry Primal.
Far Cry Primal.
Big time.
That's true.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Corey's not with us right now, everybody, so,
Corey's no longer with us.
Yeah, he's no longer with us. I mean,
the doctors did everything they could.
Yeah, it was touch and go there, well, then it was just go.
So is the title of this podcast going to be R.I.P. Corey?
Thank
sure.
you. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. There we go. Rip
yeah,
Corey.
Actually, yeah. Halloween, rip Corey.
Halloween, rip Corey.
I've done some gaming a little bit too outside of the box, outside of my regular FIFA.
You and I went through a little bit of Wildlands with one of our fans.
Yeah, we did. Mr. Gerald O'Conn, one of the older original guys from way back in the day. He was on. He finally got to play a little bit with us. And the game still holds up, man. The game
That's a
still
fun game.
Holds up. He was fascinated by the graphics, though.
Oh, yeah. Aaron and I, we get into position, and then we hear Gerald go, "Man, this blight of grass is ridiculous."
Exactly.
We're like, "Gerald, there's like 40 guys coming our way. We need you to like, let's focus up."
That's the draw of that 4K TV, apparently. I don't have a 4K TV. You guys have 4K? Anybody have 4?
I do not.
Ivy, you rocking? No 4K, so apparently things look crispier and better in 4K.
4K to me is like when Blu-ray first came out.
Yeah, but I mean, is it that much so to where it's like I'm going to enjoy the game this much more?
No, it freaks me out.
No, I'd say wait for the technology to get cheaper.
Boom.
How much is it now? They're not like $400?
It's like 1,000. You get one. It's 1,000 for every K. So if it's a 4K TV, it's $4,000.
That's how they do it.
It's a 4K resolution, 4K price tag. It keeps it straight across the board.
I would say you're wrong, but I don't know enough about 4K to dispute that. So
boom, that's how I win arguments.
We're gonna go after that one. All right. What else do we got today? Oh, apparently we got a little gaming news, everybody. Yeah, we do. But I don't have a theme song for
you.
You
have
know
a,
why?
Okay.
Because I'm done with those theme songs.
You don't have we have the one song.
Going through the studio today, I found the trash can, and I just poured as many theme songs as I could in there.
This will be a lot of things different when Corey gets
exactly.
back.
Exactly. And I think you know who appreciates that the most? The chat room. They definitely appreciate that. And
yeah.
And that's them there.
There
Look
it
at
is.
That. I can't believe
cool
that. Yeah. Chat room. Thank you. I mean, I do what I can. But yeah. These were brought to you, of course.
What you want.
Exactly. Exactly. We can't always do what we want, right? But if you try some time, Webb, you just find.
Do or do not.
What you
do
what you need. Okay, yeah, there it is. All right, so TwitchCon is ending today.
Darn it,
the day that we're
it.
Recording.
I know, right?
Very own Corey Vincent was at TwitchCon. You know what? I've seen pictures. Corey and I went to the very first TwitchCon. This was third one, I think. So three years ago.
Yeah. Three.
And we were underwhelmed.
Well,
with it,
you weren't whelmed or
overwhelmed. We were overwhelmed. We were underwhelmed. And
you were there for the whole event, right?
We were there for the whole event.
Okay.
If I remember correctly, it was 2 days. Mm-hmm. And you guys, and there just wasn't a whole lot there. Like, it seemed kind of incomplete. There were a lot of people who didn't really understand what it was, what the purpose of it was. You had some game devs that were there, but I think it was the wrong game devs because they got no traffic at their booth. Meanwhile, you had Skype was like a long line just to talk to people at the Skype booth. So, fast forward to this year, I'm looking at pictures and it looks like they actually got their stuff together. Like, there's game devs there, but it's game devs for, like, the popular games that people are playing. So, like, Bungie, for instance, Bungie was there, and they dropped some Destiny 2 news.
What did they drop at?
So we all know that you don't like this game.
No. Let's set the slate clear, because it's not I don't like this game. I don't like their method of introduction to the masses of this game.
So here's what they're doing for said masses.
Okay.
You ready for this?
Yeah,
They dropped a roadmap for what they plan to do with new updates, with new content. And so that way all the players have a consistent timeline on what they can expect from Bungie.
But is this trying to be or have a transparency? Is that what they're trying to go for?
I think it is a transparency thing. What do you think, Corey or Ivy?
When she gets back, she'll let you know.
Okay.
but that's a good thing. I will agree this is a good thing. But we spoke about this a little earlier, right?
You're right. We talked a little bit before the show.
And before I went off the rails and got...
Jerry and I had to pull you back on. Like, exactly. Save it for the show. Save it for the show.
This is what I'm
all right, play it on
right
me.
Now. So there are things called early access video games, right?
Right. Steam Greenlight.
Exactly. You've seen beta. It before. And in these early access games, the developers kind of tell you what they want to do with things.
Okay.
Right?
And right.
They give you kind of a long list. This is our goal. Now,
you think they're going to No Man's Sky us?
Oh, I'm not going to say anything about that. I'm not going to compare them to No Man's Sky. Why would I do that?
Don't you put that on me, Ricky Bobby?
I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to say that they're going to promise you the world and deliver you the loneliest parts of Africa. No. That's not what I'm going to say. All I'm saying is this seems like something to kind of be cautious about, because these are the same tactics as an early access game. I'm not calling this an early access game. I'm not saying you guys are in on a game that it wasn't finished and that they planned on, you know, having a lot more at the start, but they just didn't.
Yeah.
You know, I'm just saying that this is a little...
So you're looking at the glass half empty. I'm looking at it as half full. I'm looking at it as
I'm looking at the glass chipped.
It's chipped, okay.
Yeah. There's water in there, but it's chipped. So if I drink that, is it gonna cut my lip?
It's gonna might cut your throat.
Yeah,
it might
exactly.
Cut your lip.
All right.
It's gonna hurt coming out either way.
You tell me this, Webb. What do they have on this list? Do they have on this list?
So much like we see in nature, as you will, they're breaking it up into four seasons. Okay.
All right.
So each season is gonna have a specific theme or event. Something to coincide with it, which is going to change cosmetic items.
Okay.
The tower is going to look different.
These are all free, right?
It's cosmetic items. Yes, they are free.
Okay.
You can purchase them, but you can also earn them.
It's so Overwatch type of thing.
It's like Overwatch.
Okay.
Basically.
All right, good.
Yeah. They have things called bright engrams. So engrams are little polygon shaped balls. I guess that decode. I'm trying to break it down at the lowest level for somebody who's never played the game. You break them open and they contain like armor or weapons, you know, what have you. They have ones called bright engrams, which are a little bit different, and they can be purchased or they can be unlocked every time you fill up your XP. You get a certain amount of XP, you unlock this bright engram, and then
and it does what for you?
Inside it, there's cosmetic items. So,
okay, there's clothing. All right.
More like emotes, ships.
Oh, okay.
Sprays. Sparrows. No sprays.
Okay. All right.
But the emotes. And you don't get, like, just crappy emotes. Like, I got a legendary emote and a exotic emote.
How many emotes are in the game? Is there, like,
I don't know
50 or something like that?
I think it's pretty close to that.
Okay. All right.
In that range. Okay. Anyway, so each season, we're going to see a rotation of that content. There's going to be different ghost shells. There's going to be different emotes. There's going to be different ships, different sparrows, things that are going to keep rotating and changing. You're also going to see different they're going to use this to add balances and tweak the game a little bit. So
like a regular developer now.
But this way you know kind of when to expect when these changes, like, it's not like, oh man, when are they going to balance, you know, this gun? It's
they
OP.
Gave out hold on did they give out dates of these things?
They didn't give out dates,
okay.
But they just said like it's going to be within the season, so you at least know, okay, next season they're probably going to balance this out. Does that make sense?
Yeah, but I mean, it's kind of just foreshadowing disaster in front of you.
Why? Why do you think it's going to overshadow disaster?
I mean, if you're already planning balancing in before, then you know something's wrong now, right?
Well, every game requires balancing. And yeah, that's true. Right. So that's they're just telling
but
you.
But are they saying that there's going to be changes to weaponry that needs balancing for the next season? You see what I'm saying? So, like, if I have a list of seasons and say winter's first.
Winter first, so you know
so
in
I
the
know
winter.
This XYZ, gun is coming.
No. They don't tell you what's going to be balanced. They're just saying
what's
this is when we would be doing balancing and tweaking and stuff
okay.
like that.
Okay,
yeah, yeah.
Just general upkeep.
General upkeep.
All right.
This is when.
Okay, it's not preparation for something that they're going to add, and then they're like, we're going to balance this next time.
Exactly.
Okay, perfect.
So one thing that they're also going to change with these seasons is that there's an event called Iron Banner, and it's a PvP event.
Okay, I've heard of this.
And with Destiny 2, the way you earn different armor and weapons from the different groups, you complete these events, or you do like the Crucible, or you do strikes or whatever, and you earn tokens, okay? So the tokens are, you save up, I want to say it's like 30 or 40 tokens, and you unlock some sort of gear. Well, with Iron Banner, it didn't really work that well, because you didn't really earn enough tokens consistently to be able to unlock said gear. So they're realizing that the token economy may not be the best for Iron Banner, so they're tweaking that as well, allowing people to buy the weapons and the gear outright using tokens that they earn or legendary shards, which are collected by breaking down legendary and exotic weapons and gear.
Okay.
So they're giving you more options. Overall, point being, they're listening to the people, which I think is the most important thing. You know, whether you're a critic of the game or not, the fact that the developer is looking at their past mistakes and they're seeing what people are complaining about and they're realizing that there's room for improvement and they're taking those steps, I think that's a good sign. I think that's something that probably more developers could do.
It's not a negative thing.
It's not a negative thing.
We'll put it that way.
It's a step in the right direction.
Yeah.
We'll say that.
But it's like... Yeah. Okay. I'm just gonna leave it at that. Step in the right direction. Very, very good. I'll give them one of these.
That's enough. Okay. Hey, you know what?
That's enough.
You know what? That's an improvement.
Yeah.
That's like a 5-star rating from you.
Mm, what else we got?
Comparatively.
What else we got?
Let's talk about some Xbox backward compatibility. So we know that backward compatibility for Xbox 360 games has been out for a while.
Yes, my brother has been taking full advantage of this. He's playing Assassin's Creed Brotherhood. Literally as we speak, one of my older games. So yes, he's definitely using it.
We're all happy about that, but looking ahead, according to some Xbox users, they're starting to see games for the original Xbox One, first Xbox, however you want to call it. So backward compatibility is probably right around the corner for those.
Who's still playing those games?
Well, okay, here's one. KOTOR.
Who's still playing those games? you can throw out a name of a good to decent game.
I mean, of course, you can pay it on the PC right now.
But exactly. So who's out there? And then here's the other thing.
All
Who out there has their copy still that works?
Well, okay, here's the thing. Is you can go and you can download them.
All right, then.
And so purchase them.
What do I need backwards compatibility for an original
Xbox? Well, you still
Xbox.
Need to be able to play them.
What are you talking backwards about?
Backwards compatibility doesn't mean if you don't have... Okay, so right now...
They're not up on the store for me to download like a Steam game on the Xbox market.
They are. There will be, but not yet. But you're talking about popping in your KOTOR disc right now and playing it. You can't.
Yeah, okay. I don't know. I'm saying who has the disc.
Oh, I don't know.
Exactly.
GameStop, maybe?
Yeah, no, because that was...
Oh, they probably won't. Because
whenever
right.
I worked there, we got rid of all Xbox games.
That's true.
So, that's not... What they needed to do is literally just put the full library. If you want to play those Xbox One games, just put the full library online and let you pay a little small fee to download them all. So that's...
Well, you have the Xbox Pass, the Game Pass.
Yeah.
And let's which kind of lets you do that.
Let's do that then. Just keep it at that. You don't need discs or anything like
that.
Well,
you don't need discs for this either. You can download... They will be on the store for you to download.
Yeah.
So KOTOR, you don't have your disc anymore, but you really like that game and you want to play it.
The chat
so
is saying download it. The chat's saying that's what eBay's for. No, no.
Oh yeah, that's
true. You're not looking for eBay for KOTOR and stuff like that. Just download it on the network. That's all you got to do. It'll run better. You won't have to worry about it scratching. You know, it's not going to. I think what they feel like it's going to up in value. Like 20 years from now, I got the KOTOR disc. Nobody cares, bro.
Are you sure, though? You know what?
Positive.
You're going to be eating crow in 10 more years.
I will have crow Thanksgiving if that thing literally ups in value so much where you're going to actually turn a profit enough to buy the console that's out in 10 years. Boom. We'll call it that one.
So the Xbox One X launches in November, and Xbox One was made backward compatible to select 360 games beginning in 2015, which also happened in November. So it's looking like November is going to be the key month for all of these changes to happen. You get the new console, you're getting Xbox backwards compatibility. One Reddit user does kind of make a note on this, saying that these games, although you can kind of see them, you see some images on the Xbox Store, if you try to click on them or you try to go to them, it just kind of relays you back to the page, the first page that you were on, or gives an error. So there's nothing really you can do about it. But one of the pictures in there, in addition to KOTOR, is Crimson Skies.
That was a good game.
So that's going to be there.
Okay, we still would rather download it, but okay.
Yeah. So there you go.
I don't
know. Still pleasing you.
There's easy solutions to things that they're kind of making more complicated. I think they're a little too late for that whole backwards compatibility draw all the way back to the original Xbox. 360, okay, you still have those people that are still fresh with the 360, but all the way back to the original, why don't we just go ahead and slap on an NES cartridge backwards compatibility thing on there? It's not going to draw enough people for that to just be like, oh yeah, I need to go out and buy now an Xbox One. So, I mean, kudos to you, but just put the whole library virtual. That's all you got to do.
I don't think it's anything to draw people to go buy an Xbox One.
So then what's
it
for?
It's for people who own an Xbox already.
That person that owns the Xbox One.
Right.
And
wants to play KOTOR.
And still may have their Xbox original, we'll call it.
Yeah.
They're not playing those Xbox original games anymore.
So, okay, let me paint a scenario for you. Joe Schmo is sitting down. He's like, man, you know what? KOTOR was a really fun game. I really wish I could play that game again.
In this scenario, boom. Am I sitting next to Joe Schmo?
No, okay. Because you're just putting him down.
Okay.
It's a Debbie Downer. No. Joe Schmo reads this article or listens to our podcast and goes, holy crap, KOTOR is coming to the Xbox One X through backwards compatibility. When that comes out, I'm going to re-download it. And purchase it from the Xbox Store.
Yes.
Boom.
That's fine. Joe Schmo's not going to be like, I still got that game in my closet. Let me go scruff it out.
100% agree with you there.
All right.
Nobody's still going to have it, but that's not the point of the story.
What's the point of the story for you?
Xbox Xbox backwards compatibility is coming.
Okay.
Like, that's okay.
Good.
Nintendo Switch, everybody.
Good for you. Good for you. Before we switch. Ivy, when's the last time you played an Xbox original video game? You're on mute, Ivy. Ivy, you're going into a long monologue, and we can't hear one thing.
There you go. Jesus Christ, mother.
Sound like a rap song there.
Xbox original, last game you played, go.
It's been a long ass time. I don't really remember. Maybe it was Zuma.
Okay.
All right.
Zuma, which okay. I can play on my phone. When.
All right. Ivy. Ivy.
I don't know. Knights of the Old Republic. Who said Knights of the Old Republic? Because
I did.
A damn
everybody.
Good game.
We've been talking about Knights of the Old Republic for days.
So Ivy, let me ask you this: you play Knights of the Old Republic. Do you still have that?
Hell
disc?
Yeah. Darth Revan for the win. Yeah.
There you go. Okay.
No, wait.
Is that something
wait,
that you
was
would
she answering
play
the question,
again?
Or was she just saying, hell yeah, Darth Revan? Do you have the disc?
You have the disc.
And Daddy Revan.
Do you have the disc?
Yes, I do.
Oh, snap!
Pixar, it didn't happen.
If you give me about 20 minutes, I will.
No, we don't have 20 minutes.
And
yet.
There's that. Okay, but no, see, there's that.
Regardless. Okay, regardless. Okay. Ivy, pretend you don't have the disc. Okay. You hear KOTOR is going to be backwards compatible with Xbox One. Are you going to rebuy it on the Xbox Store so you could play it?
Or are you going to go fish it out of your closet?
No, if she didn't have it. If she didn't have it.
No, don't eat it.
Nope. Let's see. Look, the cat's eating the KOTOR too.
The cat's eating KOTOR.
Exactly. Digital download for the win.
All right.
Go ahead. Switch.
Let's switch things up.
We're switching it up.
You hear that?
That's Boom. Terrible.
Yeah. The joke's never going to die. Yeah, Nintendo Switch. This is Switch just had an update. Oh, okay. And wireless headset support is on here, but it's not what you think.
Okay.
As with most Nintendo, it's never what you think it's going to be. So as an update for Nintendo Switch just came out that added capture abilities, video capture abilities, and save data transfer, but it also had another quiet feature that was not announced. Some people notice that you can now do wireless headsets as long as they have a USB device, like a USB receiver.
So I don't have a Switch, right. So you guys have to enlighten me on this.
Same, I don't have one either.
Oh, okay. So then, Webb, you're the only one.
I'm the only one.
You have to tell me, can you have like a private chat room in these things?
I'm going to be 100% honest with you. I don't know. I think you can. I think you can do a private chat room. And I would imagine it would have some sort of like in-game chat with some games, depending on what the game is. Like 2K18 is on the Switch, so I'm sure you have some game chat in there that you can do. Plugging it into the dock, there's a USB dock on the or USB port on the back of the dock. So you, once you dock your Switch, the USB port can have the receiver for your headset. And that's how you would hear it. So, or if you have a USB headset, you plug the USB headset directly into it, and it works.
I mean, okay. I can't really think of too many multiplayer games that you'll be needing the headset for, I guess. I don't know.
Mario Kart? Trash talk people on Mario Kart?
Yeah.
You can, did the Wii, I didn't have the Wii U, or I had the Wii, but I only played like two games on it. Did those have headset support?
Not that I know of.
So this is like probably the first Nintendo system that has headset support.
Nintendo's about 10 years back on online gaming.
They are.
They're slow to the game. I love them. Love them to death. My favorite video game company. But they're a little slow to the game.
So some people are even saying that with USB-C adapters, you could plug your headset directly into the Switch itself, not the dock.
Okay.
And be able to have your gaming headset right there like that. There's no Bluetooth connectivity, just like PlayStation 4 and Xbox.
Yeah, I mean, but okay.
You know.
Wow. All right. I mean, that's cool. I just don't, I don't know. Are you buying a Switch anytime soon, Ivy?
No.
No desire to either?
Not anytime soon. I mean, I did give Corey the new Zelda game, and where's my money?
Yeah, he does kind of owe you.
We need to insert the Rihanna.
Even trade. He got me Overwatch. I will get him that. He can keep it.
Yeah, but one's it's edible, a collector's and the other edition. One's not. I'm just saying, you can lick the cartridge on the other one.
We can test that on one of the episodes. He can do it live.
Yep. We tried to do that.
The cartridge,
and it didn't happen. Nobody. They were decided. Cowards. Yeah, everybody was cowards.
Yeah.
But on the Nintendo Switch, isn't there a new Metroid game on it?
There's a new Metroid game on it. New Mario game is coming out.
Game is already out?
I have to.
Yeah, I mean, if it's already out, then
I got to tell you, I have one game on my Switch, Zelda, and I have not played that for months. My Switch is still in the case back from when I brought it with me to E3.
Is it crap or what? My case.
I just, like, I have so many other things that I'm playing that it just kind of falls by the wayside, to be honest.
Are you going to get the Mario
GTA? Destiny 2 and Destiny 2 and Destiny 2.
Destiny 2, Destiny 2, Overwatch, Destiny 2, Wildlands, and Destiny 2.
Ah, okay. That sounds about right.
Maybe 2K. Who knows? Am I going to get Mario GTA?
Yeah, that's what the chat is asking. Mario GTA.
Destiny 2K.
Mario Odyssey, it looks good, don't get me wrong, but I don't really want to drop another $50 on a game for a console that I'm not even really playing. It's literally collecting dust right now.
Dang.
So, I don't see the point in it. It looks good, and if I played my Switch more often, then I probably would pick it up because it looks like it's a really good Mario game. Like, it kind of reminds me a bit of, well, no, because they're all kind of like that. As I say, it kind of reminds me a bit of Mario N64, but they all kind of have that same look to it. But I like it. It looks good. I'm curious to see how it plays, but I'm not going to purchase it.
All right. What else we got on the news docket here?
So Activision.
Scandals.
Some scandals are going around Activision.
I wish I had the soundboard for Rimmer Recess when they used to go, scandalous.
I remember the name of
the women, but I'm going to get that for the next soundboard.
All right, I'll get that. So Activision had some patents that were, if I remember correctly, were filed back in 2015.
2 years ago, okay.
And yet they were granted and made live on October 17th.
Oh, so.
Of this year.
A couple of days ago. A couple days ago. All right, all right.
So.
You know what? When I was reading that, I was wondering why it was kind of a deal now.
If this was back in
2015. Okay, okay.
So. This patent that outlines a process in which computer algorithms can match players together in order to increase the likelihood of microtransaction purchases.
Let me put that in layman's terms for you. I saw the best example that I heard was from, I think, GameSpot. I think they put it out. They're like, say you're in a match, you're playing Star Wars or something, and a TIE fighter... comes by you and it has all this, you know, extra fancy armor on the ship or something like that, that you have to purchase. You know, they're putting you in a, they're already putting you in a match with a higher leveled, you know, fighter ship. But then you also could see, hey, these things are, you know, these are the things you need to buy to be on this level as well. So it's kind of putting you into a corner of like, you can compete in this thing if you have these things.
Now, are they things that you can unlock just by playing the game?
Not really specific, it's saying. Because they're really they're really just going on the microtransactions. Like, Ivy, how many free-to-play games do you play? Do you play any at all?
You're talking about the ones that we just download on every month, right? The free download
No, not those ones. The free-to-play games are the ones that are... They'll be 100% free to play. You can most likely download
League of Legends.
Zuma.
Wow. League of Legends, Smite. Those are free to play games.
I played a little League.
Okay.
And I keep getting owned, so I don't touch it anymore because the freaking community is so damn toxic.
Oh, it's very toxic.
But that's an example of a free to play game. That's so you could play the game for free.
Unlock characters by playing, but you could pay to unlock them as well.
Unlock them, yeah.
Yes. So what ActiBlizzard or Blizzard Division, whatever you call them, what they're proposing is a game where they will make it free to play, but you'll get matched up with higher level people, forcing you to kind of buy equipment or what have you to get on that level of the other person.
So
like upgrade yourself?
Yes.
Exactly. So another example, Kotaku has one, is saying, let's say the player purchased a particular weapon, the microtransaction engine would match the player in a gameplay session in which the particular weapon is highly effective. So you bought gun ABC, okay? And gun ABC is, so the engine, the algorithm, would put you in a match to where you own people with gun ABC. So then you're thinking, holy crap, okay, microtransactions are totally worth it.
Yes.
My KD ratio just jumped up. I need to make more microtransactions. Therefore, you go and buy it. When in reality, the gun is the same gun that you could if player B just went and unlocked gun ABC. But it positioned you in a way to where you would have a better advantage. Maybe it put you with players who are playing the game for the first time. You don't know. All you know is you rocked it, and so you want to buy more.
Yeah.
There's a update to this article that I'm looking at right now. A Activision publishing spokesperson came out and responded to the article on Kotaku, saying that this was an exploratory patent filed back in 2015 by an R&D team working independently from our game studios.
It
has not been implemented in game. That's the biggest PR stunt.
That's bull.
It's just them trying to back up and say, whoa, hang on.
And then they say they go on to say that they haven't implemented it in any games so far, you know. So that's cool and everything. But I'm side with the chat where it's a little bit on the unfair side. Like, it literally becomes pay to win. Then it's like drugs. They'll give you the first taste for free, and then when you come back, they want you to pay for it, and it'll get better and better each time if you keep paying. But I bet you, as soon as you stop paying, you're gonna be down in the dumps. Like, you're going to be, you know, nerfed as hard as anybody else could be. So it's kind of like that cash flow revenue is your upgrade for them.
Right.
So I don't like that at all.
Abby, what do you think? You think that this is a good plan for game studios to do this?
I don't like it.
Yeah.
I think it's relatively unfair, but at the same time, it's like, well, you're paying money. You know, you're paying money. You're going to get what you pay for. And if you want to go that route instead of earning your stuff, then go for it. But, you know, in essence, they're giving you a freaking a pacifier to shut up for a bit. Like, here's your little thing. Be quiet. And guess what? In like 4, 5, 6, 7 matches, it's not going to work anymore. You need something else to keep you quiet.
And that would suck. Yeah, that would definitely suck. When you become obsolete and you have to pay a little bit more now, then that's... Here's the other thing that would make me really upset. We were specifically talking about free-to-play games. What if they did this in a full-price $60 game that you paid your full amount for the game, and then all of a sudden you get in the game and you're not doing so well, and you can see, hey, if you buy this weapon, you'll do a lot better. You buy the weapon, you do a lot better. You pay maybe $5 for it, so now you're at $65. That weapon becomes obsolete. They tell you, hey, if you buy this weapon, you'll do a little bit better. Then you're buying that. Now you're at $70 because you keep paying.
And that's like counting a season pass.
Yeah.
You play the season pass to keep getting more content.
So you end up by the end of this thing, and I fall victim to this one because I bought every single DLC for Fallout 3 when it first came out. End up paying $100+ for that whole game.
Oh, that's right. I think Corey did that too.
So, I mean, but at the time, I didn't see it like that. I just saw it as I'm having fun with this game. These DLCs are amazing. And, you know, I got the money at the time. So, but, I mean, I can't do that for every single game that I buy, though.
Something in chat, too. Go ahead, Ivy.
No, I was just going to say, like, you mentioned getting season passes. I hate that. I miss just being able to buy my game, and then they send me, you know, then DLC is accessible after however long, you know, as they work on it or whatever. Like the Halo maps. You know, it was just free DLC for the longest time. And now with anything, you buy the game for $65 or $66, whatever, with the tax, you know. And then on top of that, you need to get season passes to get some of the DLC. So some of these season passes are like $60 or $70 a pop. So I'm spending $120 for one game.
Yeah.
When before DLC used to be free, and I loved it. It was great. Or if anything, at least release half of the DLC for free or whatever, you know, if you want to make money, you know, with the second half. But I just think it's ridiculous. And yeah, I do pay anyway, especially if it's a game I really like. But
well, look at GTA,
it's
though.
Stupid.
Like, Aaron, you always go back to GTA.
I sure
GTA
do.
5, Rockstar. You buy GTA 5, you buy the game, you buy the base game. Every DLC that comes out is free,
100%
and they're
free.
Still supporting it. I mean, it seems like every
there's
couple of
microtransactions,
months,
and don't get
microtransactions.
It wrong. You can buy the cyber cash, you can buy in-game Grand Theft Auto money, but you don't have to.
You don't have to. You can play the game without that and still have a similar experience. A microtransaction just speeds things up for you. And going back to something in Numba 274 in chat was saying, is that it's a little on the unfair side. You should just be able to. You shouldn't have to pay for better gear. You should just be able to earn it. And that's 100% correct. And it doesn't look like this Activision patent is going to change that. It's going to give a secondary option. So I'm looking at it. Activision has their hand in Destiny 2. Okay, so I'm looking at this. There's a gun I don't know. The media multi-tool is a gun. Okay. Right. I can earn that, and it's a good gun because when you go down the sights, radar is still on, so you can still see if anybody's sneaking up around you. Whereas every other gun, radar disappears when you aim down the sights. Okay. So it's a good gun. It's very popular in PvP in the Crucible for that very reason. You could be shooting somebody and see if anybody's sneaking up behind you. You can earn it, or now, because of Activision, you can purchase it and you can get it quicker, and they're going to put you in a situation to where maybe nobody else has that gun in the match, or you're playing against new people who are unlocking Crucible for the first time, and you're going to kill them. Because you have this high-powered gun that normally you wouldn't get until endgame. Like, I don't know. It's sketch to me. It's super sketch.
Yeah, they're going to sneak it into one of the games that you guys are playing, Destiny 2. Then you're going to just have to deal with it right now. I mean, that's just how they're going to, you know, run their business. Because they wouldn't go through the trouble of trying to get a patent for it or whatever without using it ever.
Right. Don't tell me, oh, no, that wasn't us. It was an R&D team. You hired the R&D team. Let's be real.
The thought probably came up from you. Nobody, not the R&D team, you know, the third-party R&D team thought of it and was like, hey, let's take this to...
That's a good idea. Let's go do this.
Let's take it to Blizzard and Activision. Right. Yeah, no, you thought of it. You said, let's keep the bad press away from us, so let's have a third-party, you know, research and develop it. And if we like it, we'll use it in Destiny 2.
Or if it comes out and people get mad at us, we could say, hey, it wasn't us. It was these guys over here.
Yeah,
the
exactly.
R&D team. That has nothing to do with
they
us.
They did that to Destiny 2. It's coming to Destiny 2.
It's like Mission Impossible.
Is the whole theme of this
That's
whole
the theme
thing.
Of the song.
Yeah.
It's coming to Destiny 2.
Yes. All right. What do we got? More shadiness? Are we done with that shadiness?
We're done with the shadiness. The last I have on my list is Pokemon Go's Halloween event has started.
Tell me.
It's nothing but ghosts.
Yeah, pretty much. It started on October 20th. It's going to run through November 2nd.
Pokemon Go right now. I should be able to see it.
You should be able
You should be able to. Yeah. Basically, it's just going to increase the numbers of ghost-type Pokemon, like Gengar, or just spooky Pokemon in general. Cubone and...
Cloyster is a very spooky Pokemon to me.
Mischievous? I don't know. That's one of the new... Mischievous.
I don't know. I'm literally guessing right now.
You're also going to get your first opportunity to collect Pokemon from the Hoenn region.
From the Hoenn region? Hey!
The Hoenn region! Hey-o. They all have back tattoos.
Wow.
they look like cloisters.
Wow. Yeah,
coming
probably.
From...
cloisters and, what's the, Jinx?
Yeah.
No, don't you just cloisters and jinxes everywhere? Yeah.
The region is the setting of the 2002's Pokemon Ruby and Sapphire. These will include ghost-type Pokemon such as Dusclops, Sableye, Sublime,
okay.
Shuppet.
Sublime's in there, cool.
I want to know who names these Pokemon.
After a while, they're just literally just pulling names out of a hat.
Shuppet sounds like they were in a team meeting and they were coming up with new names for Pokemon. And you had one guy, we'll call him Jeff, who was eating. And they came up with dumb names, and he tried to say stop it, but because he had food in his mouth, it came out Shuppet.
Probably.
And they go, that's a good one, Jeff. Yeah. Shuppet. That's the name of this new Pokemon.
We're going to do that. We're going to do that one.
More of the Ho Pokemon are going to be introduced to the game starting gradually in December. The game's latest update already has badges catching for third-gen Pokemon, and data miners have found tons of details about more... of the upcoming debut of the third-gen Pokemon.
Third-gen people, yeah.
There will also be special item boxes on sale that include raid passes, super incubators, as well as doubled candy rewards. Buddy Pokemon will also collect twice as many candy during the event as well. Lastly, you're going to be able to catch Pikachu wearing a witch's hat.
Hey, there you go.
Little seasonal affective disorder.
Did you wear a Christmas one already on the
Yeah, he wore a Christmas
one.
I think I have that one still. Okay. Pokemon Go, still going. Still a thing.
I guess.
It's still happening.
I'm on it.
Ivy's playing.
I was going to say, Ivy's
like Pokemon for me.
Ivy, you said you were in Shanghai, right?
I was, yeah.
Did you? Well, I know you're not now. Did you play Pokemon Go in Shanghai?
No, because it's banned.
It's banned in Shanghai?
Stop
it's banned
it.
In China. In
it's
all
banned
of China.
In China?
Stop it.
Why is it banned in China?
Because some dumbasses killed themselves.
Oh.
Communism.
Well, I mean, that's not communism.
No, no, no. Not like that. They killed themselves playing the game. Like, they walked off a thing or fell
I know that.
Or died or
I know that, but
the same
because...
thing that was happening here. Stupid people were walking off cliffs.
Right, but because we're a democracy where it's not banned.
That's horrible.
China's communists, they ban it when somebody dies. One person
dies. Yeah, that got banned. I couldn't Google. I couldn't Facebook, Insta, none of that. All of that's banned out there.
Wait. Social media is banned out there?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I think I might have to go out there. Oh, no, I don't know. Never mind. You took away Google. You've
so you have to, like,
you can still Bing. You can still ask Jeeves and Bing things, but you can't Google it.
Not going to do that.
That's disappointing, because I bet you could have caught a lot of good stuff over there.
Far-fetched.
No, it's pretty common knowledge.
Pretty, yeah, yeah.
No,
I mean, if you're
far-fetched is for, no. Oh, my God.
That was the biggest dad joke.
To argue with you. I'm like, no, I'm talking about the Pokemon far-fetched.
Largest father joke ever.
I feel like a dumbass.
Terrible. Speaking of father jokes, we need to do that dad joke thing again.
No, we will.
That was stupid fun.
We'll get that on there.
Daddy 76.
She said that three times, and each time it got lower and lower and lower.
Daddy 76.
What's one more octave?
Wow.
Daddy 76.
You sound like an interviewer, like an interviewee who's like trying to protect their identity, and so their voice has been disguised.
Yeah, I worked for Dow Chemical for 20 years.
Are you like the abductor people?
Exactly. Yeah.
Would you like to play a game?
So we had a blank out his face. But, you know.
For his protection and yours. Yeah. Call of Duty. Have you seen the Call of Duty WW2 trailer?
I have not. I understand that it's just right around the corner. And we were going to go over the November games once you were done with all the news and everything like that. But, no, I haven't seen the trailer yet.
Have you seen it, Ivy?
No, because I don't like COD.
Yeah, that's not.
It's common.
I've tried and tried.
It's
I can't
not
do COD, but I do. Terrible. I can totally do Ghost Recon. COD, nope.
So, I gotta give it to them. They did a decent job on this trailer. I understand what they're doing, and it's a good idea.
Didn't we just get a Call of Duty
last year?
Yesterday.
So, Call of Duty WW2 is playing on the fact that Call of Duty is back. In World War II. Okay.
Okay. All right.
So what they did is they did this whole thing to where it's kind of a homage to like action movies where they're trying to get the crew back together and they're going and visiting all the old crew people.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like doing different things. Like you have one guy who's in like a bar fight and then like, hey, we're getting back together. And like this whole montage thing. They did that with the game. And the whole idea was getting your squad back together. Your squad that you played with years ago when you were probably a teenager playing Call of Duty and World War II.
But it's not like these were characters in the game. This was
players,
it's right? Players.
Okay. Saying, we need to get our squad back together.
All right.
And like they're like, okay, we need the sniper. Where is he? Last I heard, he was in Chicago or whatever like that. So they go to Chicago and they find him in like a bar. He's in the middle of a bar fight. And they're like, hey, we're getting back together. And like, he's Irish or something. And they're like, yeah. So,
okay.
Like, it's stupid.
Yeah,
I get how dumb it is.
Grown adults going around the country to get some online gamers together.
But.
All right.
I understand what they're doing.
Yeah.
And I applaud them for it.
Yeah.
Because it's a good tactic.
It's them realizing the last good game they made
was back
to World War II. Yeah.
And so they're harping on the nostalgia, and they're saying, go get your squad back together. We're back.
Yeah.
I kind of dig it.
Okay.
I'm not going to buy it.
Okay, I was going to say, that was the final question there. Are you going to buy this? Does this marketing work?
I know.
Did they, you know.
It would work if I had a squad to play it.
It just needs a good punchline, a good catchphrase. What is it? World War II or Call of Duty. Boom. What do you remember about it? Nothing, right?
No.
Exactly. Doesn't have it.
Not
like snossages. Snossages, everybody. If your dog's a meaner, give him a wiener. Snossages.
Have you guys seen the video that's comparing the graphics of Call of Duty W2 to Battlefield 1?
No. Are they?
Have you seen that, Ivy?
I have not.
It's horrendous.
Which one is horrendous?
Call of Duty.
That's not good.
Battlefield 1, they, like, for example, you shoot a puddle, okay? And you see, like, you see individual splashes and water drops come up, just like you normally would in real life. Whereas in Call of Duty, you shoot a puddle, and it's like the spray of water and dirt that comes up. Like, it doesn't even make, it's not, it's just like a canned response, basically. Shooting the environment leaves in Battlefield 1 leaves like realistic damage and damage that you can build on. You keep shooting something, it's going to eventually break, or like a door.
Destructible environment.
It's a destructible environment.
Yeah.
Call of Duty, it just puts the canned like bullet hole. And I bet you anything, you wait long enough, it's going to fade away.
Yeah, most likely.
As opposed to Battlefield 1, it may fade away. Like, you can't, like, you finish a match on the map, you leave the match, like, the match ends, and you come back to it in a different round. The damage is probably still not going to be there, but during the same round that you're in, it's still going to be there. Like, it's just more of a realistic game, and it's set in the same time period.
Well, I mean, they can only have... Well, no, actually, wasn't one...
Is it Battlefield
World War 1?
Okay, either way. You get the point. It's back in the day.
Yeah, hold on.
History was not my strong suit.
Clearly. Okay. We already know Battlefield does the destructible environment. Call of Duty does not. So, you can't really give one to the other if that's what they've always been doing. They're just going to keep continue sucking like that. So, I don't know. Two friends of ours, they actually played the beta for the World War II, and they were just like, I mean...
It's Call of Duty.
Yeah, it's Call of Duty.
I watched it at E3. I tried to get in, but it was stupid long and basically impossible to get in to play it. But I was watching other people play it, and it looked like Call of Duty. It didn't look like anything new. Squiggles in chat, he's saying, he goes, I'm not gonna lie, we are getting our COD group back together, and that trailer just made me hella hype.
You failed for it.
It's a effective trailer for
it's
that
an
specific
trailer.
It's an effective trailer for that specific.
Ineffective.
Irregardless,
it's super ineffective.
Super ineffective. Oh man.
Everybody's gonna gear up for it. They've only got a small amount of releases for November anyway. That is definitely one of them. Here are some of the releases for November. Just go through the highlights of them. November 3rd, you're getting the Call of Duty World at War. We just talked a great deal about it.
Not World at War. You're getting Call of Duty.
It's World at War. It's World at War. Stop it. It's World at War. Calling it by any other name is disrespectful.
It's a disrespect.
Exactly. Xbox One, PC, PS4, all on the same day. You're also getting Super Lucky Tales on the Xbox One. November 7th. Need for Speed Payback on all the consoles and PCs, of course. Lego Marvel Super Heroes 2. Yeah.
All right. That's going to frustrate the heck out of Corey.
You Switch players are getting Elder Scrolls finally a full decade or so after the actual game release. and what else we got? Battlefront 2. You got that one coming out the 17th.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
3DS players, you're getting your Pokemon Ultra Sun, Ultra Moon. So, whatever. And then rounding out the month, it's still TBA, but looks like it might be November, is Vampyr.
Okay.
Yeah. So, I don't know.
I've seen a lot of ads for that.
Yeah. It's all over the place. I don't know. So, I mean, not really hard-hitting for everybody for November, but it is what it is. So, you know.
Mm-hmm. I am curious to see how Battlefield 2 goes.
I'm just looking forward to the fact that come November onward, I'm off. This last con is this week coming, and that's it.
Oh, con season's over, huh?
Lounge on the couch and game and catch up to everything I've been missing.
Nice.
We're going to play Destiny, right?
We'll play Destiny, and who knows? I may go forth and venture into the land of PC Overwatch gaming.
Yeah, you can probably skip that. I think the chat wants you to. Oh, that is them. Yeah. That's them. They want you. Calm down, guys. Calm down.
You guys don't want me to play PC Overwatch?
Jeez.
Well, Aaron doesn't have PC Overwatch.
Nope. I have the superior form of it on the console. You know, chat loves that. Chat loves that. That's crazy.
I have PC Overwatch, but I never play it because I don't have anybody to play with, so I play on the console.
What consoles do you guys play it on?
PS4.
Yeah, PlayStation 4.
You guys suck balls.
You know what? I did seriously consider getting it on Xbox One, though.
If you get it on Xbox, I will absolutely game with you.
Okay.
But that also means that I need to play it on PC with Corey.
Yeah.
No, you don't. Yeah, you can probably skip that altogether.
Have you ever watched a video of somebody raging?
Yeah.
I do.
You hear the group called Rage Against the Machine?
Rage Against the Machine.
This is Rage Against the PC.
Rage Against the PC. That's Corey.
It's literally him. You don't want that type of toxicity in your life. You don't want that toxicity.
Ask Sheldon in chat. He knows exactly what I'm talking about.
From The Big Bang Theory?
Yep.
I'm terrible. I'm absolutely terrible.
Well, we'll agree to disagree. Thank you for listening, of course, to the Video Game Bang, everybody, on a special occasion. We will be back, of course, midweek for another Doing It All Over Again round. Well, we'll hit up, I don't know, whatever the hell Corey's got in store for us on that one.
Hit up your mom.
Yeah, I mean, if she's available, you know, we might do an all mom session. You never know, everybody, because we're just crazy like that. Yeah. Don't forget to go to all our social medias, give us a follow and like, and, you know, give us some type of love there on iTunes as well. Let us know your feedback as well. What can we do to make the show better? What can we do to make the show worse?
Yeah.
You know? This show is for you, everybody. But we love interacting with you. So please, please, any way you can do. If you can't run, walk. If you can't walk, crawl. If you can't crawl, then you're kind of just screwed. But any way you can, definitely get information to us, everybody. We're all over there. Just Google search The Video Game Bang or Video Game Bang, VGB. We're all over the place, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. There we go. That's how we're going to end that one out.
We got con coming up December, SAC Gamers Expo.
Oh, yeah.
Here in Sacramento.
Yeah.
We'll be there with you guys. Yeah.
Yes.
Everybody in the house.
We'll all be there together.
So for the real David Webb, Ivy Doomkitty, I'm Sir Aaron Carter saying you have just been banged.